This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. It's good to be here to meditate together. If you're new to this sort of thing, I hope to give some good guidance. It is an activity that is extremely personal, and yet there are some methods that can be taught and learned and practiced. So with the basics of mindfulness, we use our ability to decide where we want to place our attention. And this might be an idea that's kind of unusual, but we can decide where to place our attention. And indeed, we can decide to place our attention with aspects of experience that are not naturally drawing our attention. And so most forms of meditation begin this way because there's something about this activity which creates conditions for more clarity, more peace, stability of mind, and so forth. And so I'll invite you to notice sounds you can hear, to notice sensations in your bodies, the sensations connected with the breath, and so forth. To do this, we don't have to do anything real fancy. We certainly don't have to do anything impossible, such as clear our minds of all thoughts. It's not strictly speaking impossible, but hard to do. In any case, we don't even have to think about it. We don't have to do it. Nonetheless, we can be smart in the midst of things. And so over the past few weeks, we've talked about kind of ways of working with habitual patterns of thoughts, and we'll continue that a little bit today. Indeed, to get going, I would invite you we'll begin now. You might just notice why you're here. Don't try too hard to come up with the appropriate answer. Just what is your reason for being here? What do you hope for, aspire for? It may not be a definite answer, but just see what comes to mind. And just recognizing what has drawn us, what we're hoping for. You know, when there are thoughts that come to mind, it can be useful to bring them to mind as we start a meditation session. So I'll talk about that a little bit more afterwards. If you find this reflection useful, it can be good to see what happens as you engage in it. But we don't make it too complicated. As we begin, you might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath. Even a little sigh with the out-breath. And letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just noticing the sounds you can hear, noticing how easy this is, insofar as we don't have to try to hear everything or keep track. Takes a little bit of effort to kind of remember to keep our attention with this part of our experience rather than drawn elsewhere. But it can be done. It's interesting. We won't do it perfectly. Just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds coming into consciousness for you. So you can stay with sounds, come back to sounds whenever you wish. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, so to speak, focusing on what can be felt, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So we feel into our bodies. It can be kind of natural in a way to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So we're normally not tracking these in daily life, but they're there. So what does it feel like as the in-breath begins? Typically, slight rising, tensing in the abdomen, the chest. There are some sensations in that part of our bodies, abdomen, chest. Flow of fine sensations at the opening of the nose. Likewise, some sensations as the out-breath begins, falling, softening, dissolving the chest, the abdomen, that flow of fine sensations as air leaves the nose. So the idea is to kind of allow things to be this simple for this period of time. Take some effort, a decision to try. It's mostly patience, set willingness to focus attention, which can go to so many different things, often thought related. Just allow the attention to be noticing when the in-breath begins, the sensations in the abdomen, the chest, or at the nose. Sustaining the attention, noticing when the out-breath begins, and so forth. The reason we do this is it works to develop concentration, more clarity, stability, peace coming along with that. But we don't have to try to make those things happen or to figure it out even. So it takes a kind of that willingness to try, see what happens. And then try as we might, we'll all notice those moments when the attention has been pulled away, often drawn into some thoughts. Might be very familiar thoughts, might be quite surprising, whatever. In this space of meditation, we have a sort of permission to be real, to acknowledge what's happening, even when we might wish it weren't happening. Just that gentle recognition. Maybe even using a word or phrase, thinking, planning, worrying. With emotions, we try to develop this orientation to feel the physical, visceral component of the emotion of anxiety, fear, sorrow, joy. Try to feel it in our bodies, in the torso, the chest. There are sensations. So this can be interesting and very helpful to develop over time. For now, though, it's not so much a job to do as just an option. And then coming back to the simplicity of the breath, or perhaps sounds, or we can use other objects too, the sensations in the hands or the feet and so forth. So don't try to figure it all out. Don't try to do it perfectly, but do it. We can do this. Just this breath now. Worry about the other ones later. This in breath, this out breath, so forth. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation together. It also can be useful at times, or maybe consistently, to end a meditation period with some reflections or thoughts, using thoughts in some way. One way to do it is to do a practice of kindness, just allowing your attention to go to somebody in your life for whom you feel appreciation. Might be a human being, it might be a non-human animal. So you may not be in the mood to do this even now, so don't try, just stay with what you're doing. It's very, very optional. And yet, if you're drawn to try, just be kind of playful. See who comes to mind. Notice why they come to mind. What do you like about them? Maybe even reflect for a moment on what you like about them. So, we're using thoughts as part of this meditation. Maybe a visual image comes to mind, a memory of having seen them or imagining them in a place they might like to be. So we're simply turning our attention to the goodness of someone, appreciating their goodness, allowing that appreciation to have its effect in us. So we may feel something, we may not, but if we do feel something, then we also include that, just what it feels like to have that sense of goodness of their reality. You also can use thoughts in another way to wish them well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. If you're kind of trying to do this and no one's come to mind yet, please enjoy that fact. If you think of someone, you can't think of anything good about them. No. That's actually funny in a way. So that's just your mind. That's okay. That's what your mind's like right now. Be very playful and light with this, even though it can be a serious practice and very good practice and a good complement to the basics of mindfulness. So we'll take another 30 seconds for this. Just if someone has come to mind, just holding them in mind, the image, maybe not everything, maybe, but perhaps the image or the kind of noticing what you appreciate or the wishes for them. Repeating those wishes, the ones I said, or maybe others, whatever feels apt. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. What we did there at the end, practice of kindness or loving kindness or appreciation, Pali word is metta. A very good practice. It goes seems to go very well with the simplicity and the basics of mindfulness, where we engage thoughts and so forth. It can be supportive. Even a few minutes of that may lead you to feel like, wow, this could be something, this could be a good practice for me to do more of. And indeed, it might be for sure. And we keep it simple. We stay for a while with someone where it's really easy, right? Easy to appreciate. That's kind of the main feature of who we're trying to think of. And that's where pets can also be great, as long as you appreciate them, right? If you and where it's simple, right? And I don't mean to laugh to make jokes too much here, but it's we want to think of someone where it's not complicated, and so it may not be even the people who are closest to us in our daily lives or who we love deeply, but where there are problems and so forth. We can do this sort of practice with them in mind, but to get going, we keep it simple, where it might be someone we hardly know, but whenever we see them, we're glad to see them, right? That's good enough for this type of practice, getting some momentum with our minds, appreciating the goodness. And then, of course, we can bring in other people once we get some momentum. So it's a great practice. It might be one where you would like, oh, okay, this is a few minutes of this is good for me, to kind of transition from the simplicity of mindfulness practice into daily life. So it can be part of a ending of a meditation. It might also be part of a beginning. And so this idea, this more general idea of using some thoughts to get into meditation and then to come out of the meditation period, are it's something I encourage you to consider. Over the years in my own practice, I actually have a rigmarole I go through when I start to meditate. Thoughts, various thoughts, and I was just reflecting, like, how did this start? I guess I'm getting to that point where I can't remember earlier parts of my life very well. I mean, we're all at that in some way, right? But it's sometime in the 90s, I started, just kind of things started to accumulate at the beginning of my meditation. And of course, I was meditating a lot, or I have for the many years. And so there was plenty of time for this sort of seed to grow. I was certainly have been influenced by Tibetan Buddhists, for whom, the sort of preliminaries to meditation can be quite long and complicated. You may have heard the Dalai Lama, meditates 3 or 4 hours in the mornings. I've heard that, I assume is true. And I mean, I'm pretty sure it would be true, given that I've heard it many times. I don't know what he does, but I would also conjecture he would tell us. He's such an open person. He probably has talked to, I just don't know. Sorry, I'm stumbling here. I don't want to say things about him that I'm just making up, but I know for a fact that in Tibetan traditions there can be a lot of preliminaries, right? Where you're just it's kind of just chanting or going through in one's mind various teachings and so forth, gratitude for all the people in the past who have been part of one's own conditions to even learn these practices, things like that. And so, someday I probably will. I've talked to Diana Winston once. She was like, "What the hell do you do? When you talk about this, but what do you do?" So I once had a 2-hour conversation with her where I went through the whole thing, and it was fun. I haven't done it much, and I don't think it would be useful. I begin, how do I begin? Grateful for this opportunity to practice sitting upright, shoulders soft, head straight, intending to wake up fully, thoroughly, quickly in order to benefit beings, vast and expansive space. Blah 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 blah. It goes on and on, and some. If I were doing it now, it would be different, right? Whatever it kind of accumulated over the years, and there's random stuff in it, and I do not. I'm not in the position of someone trying to like, okay, this is how everyone should do it, by any means, right? What inspires you? What draws you, right? So there might be some fragments of a poem or something that I just invite you to consider, using some thoughts to get going, kind of to make that transition from whatever is happening before into this space where now I'm meditating. And it's really interesting because there are days where the rigmarole doesn't even start until I've been meditated for 10 or 15 minutes. But what have I been doing? Daydreaming, I'm connected with my body, right? But then there would be, okay, just kind of like starting. Yes, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Teresa. I think that sums up my wisdom for this morning, but for today, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea though, right? We can use thoughts in our meditation practice. There are practices like kindness, where we definitely use thoughts, compassion, where we use thoughts. And we've talked about some of these things over the past few weeks. And I do not have like a formula to tell you what to do. But you may find some help in various traditions, in a tradition that's meaningful to you, and so forth. And so we can kind of things we don't want to forget. Okay, remind yourself every morning or whenever you practice, right? And so forth. And do it playfully. Don't get too serious, but it is serious. It's so serious, we need to be playful, something like that. In the similar for the ending of meditation period. So today we did a few minutes of loving kindness meditation. In the Tibetan traditions, the Tibetan phrase in one book that I've read talks about post meditative equipoise. So that's the English phrase that translates the Tibetan term or phrase, post meditative equipoise, where we actually kind of engage our minds, we use thoughts, we reflect. And in this one text, it's like this is part of the meditation. So they take it very seriously, and so forth. So there is a lot to explore here. Thank you for your attention. And it is kind of part of the general theme is yes. For most of us, meditation presents itself as a very valuable opportunity to take a break from our habits, our mental habits, our daily life duties, and so forth. And there is a sense in which we are turning our attention away from thoughts. And it's important that practice of just where's the breath, kind of keeping it simple, physical, and so forth. But we don't have to fight thoughts, even when thoughts are pulling at our attention, even when we notice that we're engaged in a sort of pattern of thought that's not helping us. We can work with that. One way of working with it is simply bringing the attention back to the breath. Another very skillful way is to turn our attention to a different, more skillful pattern of thought. And that's where this, we can begin, we can end, but we also can include. Even at times. So we'll continue these reflections and this theme as we go along over the next week or two. Thank you for your attention and for your practice. Let's see.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit UCLAhealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.